Hey, Kate. Welcome to the family.
You know, we were out there with friends and things, so I really didn't expect it at all. I thought he might have sort of maybe thought about it, but no. It was a total shock when it came, and very excited.
Prince William officially pops the question. Commoner Kate Middleton says she's excited about joining the royals.
Let's see if it's another hearty welcome to Buckingham Palace for a nice British girl.
God save the Queen!
Party in London Town, a royal wedding.
Or a royal pain, God save the drama queens. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, November 17th, and we're getting ready for a circus.
Don't do it, Kate.
It's not a wedding.
Don't do it. Stop. No. Let's get a check of the morning top news stories, though. It's a historic security breach. For 18 minutes last April, 15% of the world's internet traffic was hijacked and redirected through Chinese servers. That includes the U.S. government, all four branches of the military, NASA, the Department of Commerce, and the Office of the Secretary of Defense. Commercial websites like Dell, Microsoft, and IBM were also affected. A congressional report to be released today says China has been aggressively mapping and probing U.S. computer systems for years. There's some probing by both parties happening on Capitol Hill as well. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid is caving on the Bush tax cuts. He now says he's willing to work out a temporary extension for all income levels. Meanwhile, one of President Obama's top foreign policy goals suffered a setback when the Senate's second-ranking Republican, John Kyle, said the U.S. nuclear treaty with Russia should not be considered until next year.
New York Congressman Charles Rangel was dealt his own setback by a House ethics panel.
The committee found conviction by clear and convincing evidence.
The panel found Rangel guilty of 11 of the 13 rules violations. A hearing tomorrow will decide his punishment. It's expected to include censure, which is a fine and denial of privileges. In Alaska, Lisa Murkowski's lead in the still undecided Senate race now stands at more than 10,000 votes. With only a few hundred ballots left to be counted, she's expected to declare victory today.
The good spelling party there in Alaska.
That's
who
right.
She represents. NATO forces may still be leading combat operations in Afghanistan beyond 2014. Today's comments from NATO's top civilian in Afghanistan, Mark Sedwill, is the latest indication that NATO's military operations will last into the next decade. Suspected arms dealer Victor Boot is in a New York City federal detention center this morning. The Russian faces charges of supplying weapons in some of the world's most deadly conflicts over the last decade. He makes his first appearance in a federal court later today. And Bank of America has settled a lawsuit alleging it discriminated against female brokers by offering them lower bonuses. The terms of the settlement were not disclosed.
It's shaping up to be the largest IPO in U.S. history. General Motors has boosted the size of its common stock yet again. As of last night, investors had put in orders for $70 billion worth of GM shares. GM now hopes to raise $23 billion in tomorrow's IPO, which would make the U.S. government a minority shareholder. And this morning, China's government says it will give poor families subsidies to help pay for food there. The announcement comes following a 10% jump in food prices last month that raises the threat of some social tensions. The government also promised to increase supplies of grain, vegetables, and diesel fuel. Taking a look at the markets, Asian and European markets are mixed. Futures are up. Wall Street had its worst day in months yesterday. All three indices down nearly 2%. The Dow starts at 11,023, the S&P at 1,178, the NASDAQ at 2,479. Well, this morning, a biography of cancer, the life story of a disease. We'll talk about the author of the book that traced the history of cancer back thousands of years. And in the meantime, if you have a story about how cancer has changed your life, let us know at 8778-MY-TAKE, and we'll talk later this hour.
But first, with Senate Republicans voting to put a moratorium on earmarks for 2 years, it's kind of a 12-step program there in the House and Senate. We'll look at how it could affect cities around the country who have benefited from those earmarks. That's in just a moment.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.